Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a film about the illicit drug trade and the ethically challenged war on drugs. And it's called Sicario.
Sicario is a Mexican slang word for hitman. And I believe it's a film that Donald Trump would just love. He might even use it or refer to it on the campaign trail.
Emily Blunt plays an FBI agent who's recruited into a CIA project that is headed up by Josh Brolin and Benicio del Toro. Mm-hmm. And we go into Mexico following their attempts to bust a big drug ring.
Well, I think the audience is in the same state as Emily Blunt's character in not knowing really what's going on until 45 minutes into the film.
That's true.
That's what I thought was a downside to this.
I think this may be one of the best films of the year.
It's
got this morally gray area that they are exploring. There are no good guys and no bad guys, and it leaves it to the audience to try to make sense of what is something that's really, really hard to make sense of.
Well, you've got a point there, but the audience needs to be prepared for unthinkable violence. It reminded me of the film No Country for Old Men. The Mexican side of the border made me think of the Mad Max movies with Mel Gibson.
Benicio del Toro, terrific.
Yes, he was.
Josh Brolin, slimy, good. Mm-hmm. Emily Blunt, who would have thought that the girl who was the receptionist in The Devil Wears Prada would wind up being a backside-kicking action star.
She's absolutely terrific.
I think she's going to get an Oscar nomination.
This is an action film, and the pacing is fast, but again, the plot is so very hard to follow. And both country forces on each side of the border seem crooked.
Excellent movie. I think it's one of the best of the year. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.